Yo, welcome to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
Episode 90. This last episode of 2019.
Okay, even number.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, this is not good thing we missed them past few weeks.
Right, even number.
Yeah, we haven't been very consistent, but that's fine.
It's all right, y'all. Y'all, all right.
Players okay. Fuck up.
Exactly.
So, that doesn't mean we hella player.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
It's chilling.
Merry Christmas to the people.
Oh yeah, belated Christmas.
Right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh yeah, that's
all
yeah.
That stuff.
What are you doing for New Year's?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, my family's still going to be in town, so I don't know if we're just going to like have some. My dad's going to be back in town.
That'd be nice.
So I don't know if we're just going to do what we did last year, kind of just throw a little.
Y'all going to blow some shit up?
Yeah.
I want to blow something up.
We got some fireworks and shit last year.
That you still
we
got.
We cooked and everything. We bought like bottles at the house. It was fine. We had fun.
That's what's up.
So I think we might just do that again this year. I wanted to go out, but I don't know. You tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of getting dressed up and going out on New Year's, but I feel like I would be, I like the idea, but I'm not as excited to do it here.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather like, I don't know, like next year, I know I want to go somewhere.
For New Year's.
And like celebrate New Year's somewhere else or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Do something different. Take a trip during that time.
Excuse me. That'd be cool.
Like, I don't know. Because it's like, okay, unless you like actually...
You can lift the microphone up some more. There you go.
Let me move this way. There we go. Okay, so it's like, let's say, unless you like get a section somewhere, or if you pay in enough advance, because you know shit be selling out quick as hell for these New Year events. Like if you do like some one of them rooftop parties or something like that, we go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We go downtown normally on a normal everyday type shit. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, it's nothing special.
It's kind of like a New Year's Eve downtown to me feels like a First Friday when First Friday was like
because it's a lot of people. Yeah, even First Friday haven't been as crazy as they used to be.
I feel like it's like, I mean, I haven't been in a while, but I can, like, people tell me it's not as packed. Like, you know, trying to walk and shit, but...
I don't even really care about, like, going out on Fridays in general. Like, I'd be like, nah, I'll go out on Saturday because I'm off Sunday. Like, I don't even care about Fridays no more.
And that's the thing, too. That's the other thing. I'm like...
Because of work.
Yeah. I don't know. It don't be worth it to me. It really don't be worth it to have to wake up that next morning and be sitting there like...
I'm not a young man anymore.
Whew.
I'm about to pass out.
My coworker, it was one Saturday, Jose.
Oh, okay.
It was one Saturday we were working and I was like, dog, you all right?
He was hurt.
He was hurt. He was like sweating and I'm like, you going to get up. You going to learn. Even though
we work inside. Imagine me. I'm outside.
Oh, no.
I'll be having to go to Wawa, get me like two coffees, like the Starbucks coffee or what are energy shot things or whatever. I gave you the card, right?
Speaking of Starbucks. Did. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to go.
But yeah, get one of them energy shots, get me something to drink. And I'm like, man, just got to take a deep breath and just got to thug it. Those be the days. I don't give a fuck what time I get off work. I'm like, man, I just got to be out here.
That shit is rough. It's not worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather, like, if I do something like that, I have to know I'm going to have that next day off.
Exactly.
Or even, if I go hard on a Sunday, like, I know that means either I got a late start for work or
you gotta go home early.
Or I just have that day off. I don't know. I can't do it no more.
Yep.
I can't do it no more.
you sound like you just getting out of an abusive relationship. I can't do this no more.
Like Christmas, we was drinking out on Christmas and I'm like, I had to stop. It was like 12 o'clock. And I was like,
Oh, because you had to work the next day.
I had to work all day.
Yeah, and that'd be the thing. Like when on them holidays, like you be having so much fun. You be like, man, I'm with my people. Fuck that shit. I'll be all right. And then next day, you're like, fuck, why didn't just go to sleep?
That's what Tony, he went through that shit Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
He woke and he wakes up way earlier than I do.
Yeah.
So I was like, kept saying, he's like, I'm going to be all right.
See, I was good because I hung out Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really do shit Christmas Day. Like, I think I was back in the house by like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Christmas Day. I was home like all day on Christmas. Like, I didn't leave the house till like 6.
Oh, okay.
And I went to get something to eat and I got a few beers and I came back home.
We had a late start on Christmas, but I just went to my grandma's house. But it's like I said, everybody's at my house right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people feel like they want to come to my house.
That's how it is. Like, your house is the hangout spot. That's how my house is.
It is this weekend, you know.
Yeah.
I love my siblings and everything, but I'm not used to it no more.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, but hey, whatever. Because I don't know the next time we all going to be together like this. So I'm just like,
I'm surprised y'all ain't all go out like downtown or something. Go get some food or some shit.
It's like I said, the shit starts at my house. Everybody ends up at my house, and that's like the comfortable spot. So it's like, okay. The chill spot.
That's how it is over here.
It's like, well, we've been drinking, you know, we got food.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep chill. Like, we got games and shit.
Yeah.
Let's just keep chilling. It's just, and then, you know, my little niece there, it's like.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, just like on like a day like today, like, y'all could just go out somewhere and just go get lunch or something. That's what I meant. Like,
well, I'm hoping since my dad would be home tomorrow, I think that was something that we had planned because we taking him to get one of his other Christmas gifts when he comes
what
home.
What he getting?
He wants some boots. And with he some has Tim's to be something? There. I don't know what kind to see of what boots size. He wants.
I want some, you know, Doc Martin?
Mm-hmm.
I want some of those.
I can see you in those. Yeah. And you know, and those are the type of shoes, too, you have to try on in the store. Because, like, they're sizing.
That's how Tim's are. You got
to
get.
You have to, like.
You got to get them, like, two sizes down. Or damn near, like, it's at least a size down with Tim's. Because I got two. I got a black pair and I got the wheat color ones. Mm-hmm. And I got one. I think one of them is like my true. I wear a 10 mm-hmm. and the bitch is too big. I think I had to get like a 9.5 in the other one or a 9.
Yeah. And the thing is with my dad, you ask him, well, what size shoe do you wear? I don't know. Forget it.
Yeah.
We just go to the store.
He's a child.
Exactly.
That's funny.
But yeah, other than that.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I don't know. I haven't been paying too much attention to stuff either. Have you?
The last thing I had was the girl that, you talking about like in the meeting?
Yeah, like just paying attention to life, yeah, like the outside world.
I don't
outside.
Be giving a shit. But like, no, the last thing I thought, I seen the girl, you know how like this whole like sex trafficking shit is all in the news? Mm-hmm. Apparently this one girl, did you hear about this? It was like up in New York.
She faked her shit. Yeah.
Everybody thought that she was kidnapped. And XYZ come to find out she faked the shit.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to go back to Honduras. Because I guess her people was moving
back to Honduras. I seen that. I was like, really?
Yeah.
This shit is serious out here. And this what the fuck you want to be doing?
I wonder if do you get jail time for doing something like that?
You can. You can get in trouble for it. I
wonder
what
they like fraud or something? Well, not fraud, but no, I wonder what it would fall under.
It is a felony, though.
Yeah.
I was looking at a different type of show, and it was centered around that.
Like faking. It's you know what? It probably falls under like faking a 911 call.
You can get tickets for that.
A false 911 call or some shit like that. You can go ahead and go to jail.
I think it depends
shit.
On like the depths of it, too. Like her shit, her ass need to go sit somewhere.
Yeah.
Like you need mandatory counseling, something.
She probably met some dirty ass nigga from the neighborhood, and she was in love with him and didn't want to leave him.
That's really crazy. Did you see how they're coming out with part two of the R. Kelly documentary? Yeah, they supposed
I'm tired of his fucking ex-wife. This bitch, she's so fucking... I hate her.
Did you see how her ass called herself trying to sue Lifetime?
Yeah. Like, bitch, what
Girl,
are you...
Girl, for what?
You cause all because corny you're as
not
fuck.
In... She's not even in the documentary. She is on... she's just on, like, the trailer. Like, they have her face... On like the little
is that what she's trying to sue them for?
Allegedly, but then
I didn't look all the way into it. I'm like this bitch again because remember when the surviving R. Kelly shit first came out, she was all boohoo on them shit, and then she kept dropping Instagram videos defending him,
singing his songs.
Yeah, singing songs. I'm like, bitch, what is wrong with you? You nutty as square shit. Like, so this whole thing was you just want to try to make your own little social media career. Like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. I hate that corny ass. And you too old to be acting like that.
Oh, too old.
Ass, raggedy ass bitch. Like, too what the fuck old. Is
she was
like,
and her thing was like, her other thing against Lifetime, why she didn't want to do it again was because she felt like Lifetime didn't protect them after the documentary.
Fuck you, mean? Well, nothing gonna happen,
like,
y'all.
What is gonna happen?
This nigga's in jail. What are they talking about?
Well, she's talking about from the people. Like, apparently, they were getting like bomb threats and all types of shit.
People
and
it's are
like,
dumb. That's, if you got that much, vitriol in your heart towards them because of R. Kelly shit. You dumb
but this
as fuck.
Is in my this is my thing. Did y'all think y'all was getting ready to expose this man and his shit? And he's been supported up through all of this.
Yeah.
And it's not like people didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He's been supported through all this. If you thought for 1 second you was finna expose this man, you know, put all his shit out there, and you wasn't gonna get no flack for that, what the fuck you did it for?
Yeah.
What the fuck you did it for? But yeah, she was tripping. She was on TMZ trying to go in on them saying, you know, I have something against people who don't support me in my advocacy, because she, you know, has her little thing to where she's doing this whole domestic violence shit.
Yeah, right, but bitch. It's
you're not even consistent with your own life shit. Come on now.
Is it one mic or is it Uchiwali? You can't have both. Like, bitch, for real.
You ain't lying.
Like, damn, I hate hoes like this. Like, just so fucking corny. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'm not lying, but I don't understand.
Stupid, goofy ass bitch.
I see now. I was like, oh, hell. I think it's supposed to be coming out next year. The beginning of next year. Like, it's
just so fucking corny.
Now y'all, you might not watch this, but on Netflix, the second season of You. I haven't either, but when I found out it's a show called You.
Oh, You? Is that the one with the dude, like, he stalked a girl or something?
And yeah.
I heard about it. I never watched it. I heard about it.
The second season, I heard this
Netflix original.
Better than the first You.
Mm-hmm. You watched it? You started?
I've already watched the first one.
But I'm talking about season two.
No, I haven't. I feel, because it's one of them shows that once you get started, you feel like you need to binge it, because...
Is it out yet?
Oh, yeah, it's out. It came out right after Christmas. And the thing is, I'm letting my... Because the TV, that big TV we have in my living room, mm-hmm. is not a smart TV, unfortunately.
I thought y'all had like a...
Yeah, I have a Fire Stick. Yeah. I've been letting my sisters and my niece use that, so...
Oh, since they've been there?
Since they've been there. And then I want to be in peace when I watch
this. Yeah, you want to be able to pay attention. That's how I am with American Horror Story.
I was like, oh, shit. And I heard it this season. It's real crazy. Like, he met his crazy match. You gotta watch it. Like, I think you would actually be interested in it, honestly.
I haven't watched it in a while. I just started back, like, browsing Netflix, because I would just be on YouTube. It's not gonna last. Like, their business model, I don't know how many weeks ago that was, but I talked about it. They're losing money. Like, their business model, they're not making money.
Mm-mm. And then Amazon's coming out with all their shit. Like, Amazon, they be having some good shows on their shit,
Amazon,
too.
They're not making as much money as Netflix, mm-hmm. but they're still it's a loss leader for Amazon, but Amazon can afford it. You know what I'm saying? Because they do other shit. Like, it's a multi-billion dollar company. Like, they sell shit. They sell everything. So Amazon, Netflix, all you got is the streaming. Mm-hmm. They don't offer anything else.
That is very true.
So.
But, yeah.
But yeah, I like Amazon Prime.
I need to tell my dad. I keep reminding myself that I need to
get his login information.
Because he got it. I don't need to get it. I ain't going to be doing shit else.
Nah. And it's you get the streaming shit. It's basically if you pay for the ship, like the 2-day shipping, mm-hmm. you get the streaming service. That's why I like, let me watch the shit. I pay for the shit technically and I don't really watch it. But they got some good shit on there.
They be having some good shit. Like, I be seeing previews for their shows they be having.
They got some shit called The Boys. It's like a superhero show. It's like mm-hmm. a Netflix. Or not Netflix. I keep saying Netflix. Amazon original. I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my little watch list. I heard it's good.
Yeah. How did you take... The only other thing that I can remember from the media was the back and forthness with the impeachment.
I got that written down too.
How do you feel about it?
I really wish.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I really wish people would educate themselves.
That's all I was gonna say. Like, that was my whole thing. Like, I'm happy it happened, but people like, oh yeah, we in peace and peace. Like, y'all so stupid.
No, y'all the motherfucker.
Y'all realize that we not done yet.
We're literally not done.
Yeah, like.
Literally, like, you do realize it's a process with this shit,
right?
Like. Just because
he got impeached in the House, but he still got to go to the Senate.
He got to still go through the Senate. In the Senate, they have the final say with this shit.
And they're not going to impeach him. It's a Republican. Because Mitch McConnell's a fuck nigga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he don't want to get shit passed. Like, he just want to sit there with his dick in his hand.
Shit's fucking crazy. But it's like, I think that was my, I think it's like one of them things that people that was bothering me about it, like, okay, cool, it's at least it's something that's happening, mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time it was bothering me to even continue to want to follow the shit, because these people who don't want to educate themselves process works, it's like and them the same motherfuckers that want to debate shit,
yeah.
Get stupid.
They don't have all the information. I'm happy it happened. Like, it needed to happen. Like, mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, like, I'm happy that it happened, because it's like, you got to show people that
they're not so invincible.
Like, you gotta hold him accountable. Mm-hmm. He's like, what, the third president to be impeached? Mm-hmm. They tried to impeach Nixon, but he resigned before they could impeach
him.
They
did Clinton, too.
Yeah.
They did Clinton.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think he wasn't impeached, though. They voted. Mm-hmm. He didn't actually like get impeached.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like impeachment and removal from office is two different things.
Two different things.
Like Clinton was never impeached. Like they it went to the whole hearings and shit, but they
basically
did not. I don't think they voted to impeach him or whatever.
Yeah, that was it. Other than that, I ain't been paying attention to shit.
Yeah, I haven't been.
I'll be so motherfucking tired by the time I get home.
I don't want to look at this past month. I've been working so much. It's like I just be just working fucking 12 and 13 hour days.
Yeah. It's crazy. And like right now, my manager, she's on vacation. She's not coming back until the 6th.
The one that like we be seeing downtown sometimes? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. She's not coming back until the 6th. So it's literally just been me and Jose.
So who, like, what's the chain of command? Like if she's not there, who's in charge?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, which I told her, hey, I'm a no person.
Could you fire somebody?
I can't fire anybody. Oh, man. But I do have a strong voice in when it comes to shit.
I couldn't work with your ass.
What you mean?
Because we were friends first. Like, I wouldn't be able to take you seriously. Especially if you were, I'm not sure, shut your ass up.
I'd like to think I run a pretty good ship. A tight ship.
Like, I would do my job, but if you came at me trying to raise them, I'm like, man, if you don't calm your
ass down. See, I don't even work like that, because I don't like when people do me like that. I don't care. We didn't have to have known each other, nothing like that. You're not going to raise your voice at me, because you grown, I'm grown.
Yeah, we can have this dialogue.
Like, we can talk. You can let me know what I did wrong, but what you're not going to do is make me feel like I'm a child. Either. Right. I can't do people like that. But for the most part, I start the day, okay, this is what I want to get done today or try to get done today. And that's just that. I leave it at that.
Well, that's
good. I might do like a follow up in the middle of the day.
See what the progress is.
Yeah, see if I need to help out with something. Like right now, we're trying to get like caught up on like back, like our back paperwork and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I mean, it's only two of us. So we do what the fuck we can.
Right.
That's just it.
I think I spelled this shit all wrong. But anyway.
What are you trying to spell?
Resolutions.
Oh.
R-E-S. I'm not going to. It's fine. I know what it's supposed to say.
You're right.
But now I was saying, do you do New Year's resolutions? How you feel about that shit?
I don't. I stopped doing New Year's resolutions when I got out of high school, when I realized what the fuck shit really was.
Oh, like what real life was?
Yeah. Like, this New Year's resolution shit, come on now. It can't be like that.
Like, what does that mean?
I feel like it's good to start your year off with some fresh goals.
What do you try to like? What do you? Is there something like a little ritual you do to like start your year off? Mm-mm. You know what I do? What I try to do?
What?
I try to start a new year with some new pussy.
You need to start this year off with a girlfriend.
No, I try to start. No, for real, this is what I do. I feel like I'll go months without fucking. Like, I'll, if it's like, because I can fuck a bitch I've fucked before. Like, nah, I want to fuck somebody new. So I try to hold out as long as I can.
Really?
I do it every year. I try to do it every year. Did I start this year with some new pussy?
Well, the year hasn't started yet.
Well, no, I mean, this year, 2019. Oh. I don't remember. I don't think I did. But, like, I know one year, it might have been, like, 2017 or some shit. I got some New Year's vagina on New Year's Day. Like,
no.
And it was some new pussy. It was like a one night stand. That shit was pretty cool.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And that's, you're going to, because you said you didn't do it last year. So you're going to try to get.
I can't remember if I did it this year or not. I don't think so.
I said last year. Yeah, this year. I'm already out of this year.
I don't think I was able to do it this year. I can't remember. My memory sucks. But yeah, that's, I already got some shit I'm sowing the seeds for potentially.
Oh.
So, you know.
Okay. Excuse me. I think the only thing that I'm bringing back into 2020 is getting back into traveling. I really slacked up.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that. I already got something booked in January. I'm going, we got to figure that out for how we're going to do the show, but 10th through the 12th, I'm being in Austin, Texas. Okay. My homeboy that I went to college with, he lives there. So I'm going to go there for my long weekend, and then February, I might go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I have April. That's it. But that's only because I'm going to try to do something like small in March.
Mm-hmm.
But I have April. We're going to New York. That's already.
Who's going?
Me, Tony. And then y'all told me. Because it's really for like his birthday.
Wait, did you tell me about this?
I told you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's really for like our. We're celebrating his birthday and anniversary.
I was like, yeah, I don't want to go if it's going to be awesome lovey-dovey shit.
No.
Yeah. I do remember.
No. No. I just, like, I want to go. Like, he's been, I want to go back, and he wants to go. He's never been. And, like, that's all he was talking about
last year. The last time I went was the year before I started high school. So, I was a child. I want to go as, I've never been as an adult. Yeah.
So, we were definitely planning, like, me and him already have our shit scheduled as far as work and stuff goes. And we're going to do our tickets next month. But we have that. And then, like, I just want to, Alicia's moving to L.A., so I'm going to go to L.A.
She moved to L.A. now? I thought she was moving somewhere else.
She was supposed to come here, but then her brother got the opportunity to transfer his job to L.A.
Oh, I know she's supposed to come here, and then she wasn't coming because I thought she was going, I don't know, I thought she was going somewhere else. No, that'd be good for her, though, for, like, her makeup and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was like, because she told me about it, and I was like, bro, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, that's what she needed to go. Like, as far as like movies and stuff and models, and it's so much.
Especially because she likes to do that. She likes to do that. Makeup. That type of, but it's like the makeup, not just weddings and like she likes to like do photo shoots, commercials type shit.
Yeah.
Like you'll have way better opportunities.
Didn't she work on like a show or something?
She did. She does a lot of photo shoots, and then she was supposed to do a show. Yeah. She does like modeling things.
Yeah, I know she'd be doing that.
Like fashion shows.
It'd be so funny because like she'd be posting pictures of her work and I'd just be liking the pictures because the bitches would be looking good. But she probably like, damn, like why does nigga like my makeup? My makeup looks. I'm like, no, you got some hoes on your page. That's all. And she'd be tagging them too, so I can see.
I'm dead.
Hey, those are the true heroes.
The girls that tag
their friends in the post. I hate the ones that don't tag. Like, bitch, why you doing that? Because they look better than you? Is that why?
I'm dying.
Why do girls do that? Is it because that girl be looking better than y'all? Y'all don't want to tag her?
I don't mind tagging anybody, but that could be for the girls that don't. I don't. You know, now that you're saying that, actually, I've wondered about that. Like, you got all these people in your picture. We don't know who so none of these motherfuckers is.
I'd be so mad because then I'll go in the comment. Okay, but they ain't tagging me in the picture. Like, let me see if they tagged them in the comments. They ain't tagging me. I'm like, ooh, you dirty bitch. I'd be so mad.
I don't
know
why they do that. I mean, some people do be having that underlying hating.
Yeah.
No.
But it was funny because there's one girl I know, Julia. She had recently posted a picture with like three or four of her homegirls or whatever, and she had tagged everybody. Mm-hmm. And I had left a comment. I said, you the MVP, you the GOAT for tagging all your for tagging everybody. And she was like, you stupid. I'm like, I'm for real. Because girls don't be doing that.
That's, well.
Hating assholes.
Dang, that's wild. I don't know. And, you know, I don't know. I think that's the only thing I said to myself that I need to incorporate into
next
year.
Where do you
want to
go next year?
I do. I want to do an out-of-country trip.
I want to go to Japan for my birthday. I was going to do it. I already put the days in for my birthday week, but I'm thinking I might. Because I was just fucking around on Google Flights, just seeing the dates or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, for a round trip in October, the week, well, I don't know what week it was. I have to look and see. But for whatever week.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse Bless me. You. Thank you. It was like $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not including the hotel or nothing like that. Stuff, but then I looked in November, they were like $800. Yeah. So I might just be like, fuck it and just save $400.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to look at what I did. So one of the ladies, she doesn't work with me. She works in my building and they bank with us. I see her all the time. And we were talking about, she was telling me she's going to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able to get her and her husband tickets each for $400.
That's what I'm saying. My other homegirl, because she was looking at flights to go to London or the UK or whatever.
It's called Scotch Cheap Flights. If you register on that. What it does is here we go. I'll show you. It's called Scott's Cheap Flights. And basically, it's what it is. It's just these people, they look up like flight prices at a different, and they send them, they send them directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
So like here is, they sent me a trip today for Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And the flight prices are, round trip in the 300s, and it lets you know like the bags are extra, and it just tells, it breaks down, like you can see how it breaks down, like depending on what airport you're flying from.
Mm-hmm.
And
try to save you money.
Yeah. So like you're not spending, and it's not like it's no janky airline. It's like United, Delta.
Yeah,
it's all the normal shit.
She did Tampa to London from February 19th to 26th, nonstop, $300, like $322.
It really don't be that bad.
My ticket that I just paid for to go to Texas was $275.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I ain't even out the country.
It really don't be that bad. I think it's just in people's head.
On my long weekends, I'm finna just be sliding. Like, even if I do like a little trip just to hop in the car and drive somewhere, like I would, like when I went to Miami or whatever, I might just do that type of shit. That's
what I want to do. And then I want Tony to do it more too, because. Because
Rashad wants to go to Spain next year. I told him to let me know the date so I can put him in. Like, because when on January, I don't know like the exact day, but I'm going to say January 1st.
Yeah.
I get all my annual leave. It starts over. Because I still got some. I think I still got like 40 hours or something right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get like another 100 and something.
Wow.
So I'm going to put in the dates that Rashad trying to do, and I'm going to put in the dates for Japan. And then just between them two trips, just my little long weekends or whatever, I'll just go somewhere.
Because, like, when we go to New York, we're leaving on Thursday, coming back on Sunday. It's certain places people don't understand. It's certain places you don't need
week. No. If you out of the country, I get it.
Yeah, that's different because travel time is 2 days depending on where you're going.
Yeah, if you go to Japan, you're losing fucking 2 days just getting there.
Exactly. So, certain places you do need that time. But, like, in the country type shit? No. Because you're going to end up ready to go home. Right. After a couple of days, you'll be ready. Like Vegas. Like somebody went, Alicia, she went, I think it was like 6 days with her family for Christmas. And she was like, by the 30s, she's like, I'm ready to fucking go.
Yeah, because you done did. Because all you're doing is a tourist shit. Like you're not, like it's one thing, like if you know, like, it's just like if somebody came from out of town to St. Pete. And they just do all like the tour shit that they seen on Google. They'll probably be bored after a while. But if they don't have nobody we could show them like all the little local spots. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know none of the local spots,
exactly.
Like when I go to Austin that Friday, I had to get a fucking early morning flight because they had for whatever reason like every flight to go to Austin that was like a layover, and I didn't want to do that shit. I don't know. I guess because Texas is so big,
it's large.
So I got a direct flight, and it was like it's like 6:50 a.m. and I get there like at 11 or something, 10 or 11 in the morning. But
that's another place I want to go. I want to go to Texas.
Yeah, I want to go
definitely
back.
Next year too. I don't know. I want to at least, you know, between at least for myself and like some trips with Tony, I would say for myself, I want to at least try to put in six trips.
So it's 6:50. I leave at 6:50 a.m. and I get there at 8:30 a.m. in Austin. Mm-hmm. Then I'm coming back Sunday at 8 a.m. and I'll get back here at 11:15 a.m. So, but Kobe, my homeboy, he works that Friday. He works from like, I think he said like 11 to 7. So, but his parents are going to be there. His family's going to be there too for his dad's birthday.
Oh, okay.
So he was like, he said they're driving to Dallas and some shit. He said, so like, you can go with them if you want to, or you can just, I'm like, I'll just be a tourist that day. I'll just walk around the city.
And Austin has a lot of shit.
Yeah, I'll just like bar hop or some shit until Kobe get off work. Mm-hmm. And then they said they're probably going to go to Topgolf that night. Okay, so he was like, cool. You ever been to Topgolf? I'm like, no. I'm like, we got one here, but I've never been. I was like, is that the plan for Friday? He said it could be. He said they were talking about it. I'm like, yeah, I'll go. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna be with y'all anyway.
Right. It's fun. I like Topgolf. We're going next. Because we're supposed to have like a little Christmas thing, like my branch. I don't remember what day she told me, actually. But we're supposed to be going to do our like Christmas celebration.
Yeah.
Because we don't have Christmas parties and shit at my job.
Y'all don't? That sucks.
It does.
Probably because y'all don't have, y'all don't really, I don't know. When would y'all be able to do it?
On a weekend. It would have, like, I know, like,
I wonder why they don't do that for y'all. That sucks.
We don't. And, like, my
even
last.
Even if y'all did something at the job or something.
My last bank, they did Christmas parties, and they used to do them at night. They would close the bank down at 4 on that day, and then they would say, okay, the party starts at 6. So it would give people enough time to like go home, change, dress.
Right.
And because it was normally always down here, somewhere in St. Pete, because that's where the CEO lived.
Oh, okay.
But they did stuff. They did raggedy. So my branch manager, she's like, when she comes back from vacation, she wants to do something to at least kick our new year off on a positive vibe or something. I think we're doing Topgolf. I like Topgolf. It's fun.
Yeah, I've never been.
They're building one here on this side, not in Tampa.
On this side of the. Oh, okay.
On this side, which I think it's going to be between that Pinellas Park and Clearwater area.
Okay.
Like, yeah,
There's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, not stuff, but as far as like space to put something.
I think the foundation of it is already up, which would be good because that's why me and Tony haven't been, because it's like you already got to drive hella far to get there. And then when you get there, you want to drink. You're in that mood. You want to drink. Yeah, but you got to be more reserved
because you don't want to fuck up.
But we're Ubering there, so.
Y'all be Ubering?
No, my work people. She's paying for us to Uber there.
Wealth. I'm about to say shit. $50 Uber ride. Shit, that's more than I put in my the fill of my tank.
Hello, I told her, I was like, you know, I can drive myself if it's that serious. Mm-hmm. I was like, hell, y'all can get in my car if you really want to.
Yeah, and you just won't drink as much.
Like I know, I can still have me a good time and only be limited with my alcohol. I'm cool.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I just think, you know. I was like, who finna pay for that? And she's like, it's my Christmas thing for you guys. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Hey.
Do you, boo. And if that's the case, I ain't gonna stop
you. You can't.
And I ain't gonna stop
him. Don't block your blessing.
You know what I'm saying? Have me some drinks, sober up on the Uber ride back, get my ass back home.
How long? Well, it's not open late. It's not open until like, what, 11, 12?
Topgolf be open late. Topgolf is open till I think like 1, 2.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. They open. That's why, like, and you can go sit at the bar and stuff and eat and drink, like, while you wait for, like, a little bay to get opened up. It's fun.
A bay?
They call it bays.
Oh, the place. Oh,
the where place you, where you play.
I thought you meant bay, like, excuse me, like a bay, like a nigga, like a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Right. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? A bay?
All right.
No. That's what I was going to, I'm like, okay. That's different.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else. What else? What is something like, not necessarily resolution-wise, but what is something that you would like to incorporate more into your, like, do you have anything you would like to add going into next year besides traveling?
Start the year off with some new pussy.
Right.
Traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Getting more out of debt. My student loan should be paid off and my motorcycle should be paid off. Okay. I'm going to get rid of that fucking motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Save up some money. And then 2021, I'm buying a dirt bike.
Okay.
Because I want to learn how to wheelie.
I felt like that's what was coming. Mm-hmm. I said that too. I mean, I've already been paying.
You want to get a dirt bike too?
No.
Oh. I thought so. We could be 20. We could start a whole nother podcast about a dirt bike experience.
I can just see it now. I can just see me fucking some shit up
that
now.
That should be amazing. You'll probably be wrong because you're so little. So you'll be.
It is crazy because I'm not gonna lie. I do like that shit because we have a lot of those in Ocala. Like my family.
Oh yeah.
We have like the four wheelers, the dirt bike stuff. So it's like it's fun. It's real fun.
Yeah.
I don't mind the shit, but in my mind, I be like, ah hell. After you know, at the first start of it, I know I'm about to fuck some shit up.
No, you'll be fine.
I know I'm gonna fuck some shit up, but I like stuff like that.
But now, what you about to say though?
I don't even know.
We talking about? I said I want to get out of debt.
Oh, yeah. No, I was saying that's my other thing.
And that sounds like when I say get out of debt, I don't mean like I'm just like, it sounds like I'm
like
overwhelmed, but
right.
I'm not over.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
I just want to close up some more. Well, you in banker, so you know, yeah. I want to close up like a few more of my accounts
mm-hmm.
because it's like, I can still do shit, but it's like, I'd be thinking like, damn, if I have to put this one, whatever the fuck towards this,
yeah.
That could be something that could be go towards a plane ticket.
This is my last year on my car. So what I'm going to do is I'm breaking it down.
I only owe $7,000 on my car.
Technically, I got two, but I'm about to put it to one.
What do you mean?
So I'm going to do my payments 2020, and then come January of 2021, whatever's left, because it's not enough for me to break that shit up.
You're just going
to
knock it out.
I'm either going to just knock it out or go ahead and get my new car.
Oh, okay.
So it just depends on what I want to do come that time. So I completely get what you're saying about cutting debt out. Like, if it's just some shit on there that I don't be utilizing, I don't need.
Yeah.
I'm just going to knock the shit out. And I already did that this past year. So, like, the only thing that I would have on my debt going into going next year, it would be my student loans and my car payment. That's
I only owe $2,300 left on my student loans.
Mm-hmm.
And I only owe $2,100 on this motorcycle.
Yeah.
So I was gonna use my income tax and just put that mm-hmm. towards my motorcycle and whatever was the balance was, I was gonna just pay it. But then I was like, damn, I could just use that for my Japan trip. Mm-hmm. I could just put that up. So I'm like, damn, I don't know if I should just knock this motorcycle out or if I should just put that to the side and just pay the shit off.
I just feel like you should just use that for the Japan trip.
You think so?
I really do. Because I mean,
which one make more? And then I only owe $6,700 on my car. So if I can just pay off my student loans and my bike, all I'm gonna have is my credit card, which ain't shit. I got like a $400 balance on it right now, but I could have paid it off, but I like to spread it out. Because it helps your credit scores. I just spread it out. But yeah, so after that, shit, that'll be fucking, how much I pay for my, I pay $130 a month for my student loan. So that's $130. And then my bike is like, one something. So I can knock that out. That's $300, $400 damn near right there.
I hear that. I just want to have a year of just nothing. Go ahead. Nothing.
Yeah. So
my nothing will literally be my car payment this year. And like I don't mind
paying my car. Like, my car is this dumb cheap. I only pay like two something.
Yeah.
Because I got good ass credit. So
that was my thing. Like, I want to just, when I go get my, because I know what I want to get the next time is going to be some little more, way more expensive than what I pay for this car.
What you want?
I feel like I want an Infiniti or a Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
So like now the Mercedes.
I like BMWs over Mercedes, but that's just me.
I think the only thing, reason why I say Mercedes is just the particular style. It's the GL50. It's like the miniature SUV.
Oh, okay.
It's not the big Mercedes SUV. It's like the miniature version. Oh yeah,
so that's why your payment's gonna go up.
So and then or like I said, the Infiniti. Because like the thing is,
you want an Infiniti. You want a SUV also. You just want an SUV in general. Oh, okay. Mm-mm.
The Infiniti would be just a regular car, like a sedan. It'll probably end up being the Infiniti because I know I can probably get me something like a 2019. It doesn't have to be that.
Infinities are nice though. Yeah.
I really like them, but I'm saying that's why I think it's going to be the Infiniti because in my mind, I don't know why people do this.
And an Infiniti is basically it's just a Nissan. So right. That they're easy to fix. It's Japanese. So
the thing is, and two, people get, so like the Mercedes, for me to not have to be spending, even with having good credit, for me to not have to have over a $400.
I'm not doing
credit
that.
Credit score. That's just, you got to get a card that's like a 2015 or something. At that point, I might as well keep the shit I got outside. Yeah,
that's my thing. Like, I'm not, like certain
people
shit.
People be
like,
above me with that shit.
People be asking me for advice about like buying a car, like how much they willing to pay for it. I'm like, bro, that's too much. Like when people tell me like, oh, they only asking for like three something a month, bro. I'm not paying that for. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying more than $280 for a car a month. That's just me. Fuck that. I don't have to because I don't have to. Like, why would I?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not
that's
doing
what I'm
that.
Saying. Like, it's not. And then for me, I don't use my car for shit.
Yeah.
So it ain't like the world gonna be seeing. Oh shit, you know. Because honestly, when I pay my car off, it's not like my car is in bad condition. Like, as far as under the
keeping that car.
It's like, I don't have to get a car right when I pay the shit off. I could probably drive that shit for a good minute money.
When I pay this car off, I'm keeping it, and then I'm getting something else. But that's, I'm keeping that car, though. Like, I'm not doing that shit. Like, some people, do they trade it in? I'm not. Yeah. I wish I still had my 94 Accord.
It ended
up dying. No, I used to love that car. That was like my first car that I bought with my own money.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it ended
with
up.
Accident.
No, I didn't get in an accident.
My Honda. Oh, okay.
It was before you knew me. It was like a little light blue Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 1994 Honda Accord. If that shit was still, I would still have that shit. I'd ride that shit to work. Hell yeah. And just drive. I would still have this car too, though.
Right.
I would just drive this car when I'm off, and I would drive my little Honda to work.
That's what Tony wants to do. He wants to keep his car. Ideally, his car is old and it's them long shits, but
it's paid off though.
Right. He doesn't make no payments.
Yeah.
But he keeps it up. Well enough to where it's still very much so.
Yeah,
it's good. The furthest he drives it is to work, and then the rest is he does local driving, so that's nothing.
Yeah, so I would just keep that shit, and then like get him something nice, like or not even get him like a 20. He can get like a 2016, 2017.
Oh yeah, I think he's looking at
my car 2014.
I think he was looking at a 2015 or 2016 Camaro.
Yeah, so that'd be his next car. And that's the thing, like when you was driving it, when you been like in an old car.
You like, okay, so long, like you get it.
Yeah, but and then you get something like the car I got now is 2014. The car I had before that was 2006.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, and I got in this shit.
The car that I had before that was a 1991.
But still though, because and I get in the car I got now, shit, I got a touchscreen display. I got GPS navigation. I got Bluetooth. Like, I'm like, I'm like, cool. Like, I'm happy. I'm content. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Whatever car I get next, I know I'm going to have that shit for a good long minute because it's going to be an upgrade to what I have. And it's not like the car that I have is a bad car
at all.
No,
it's not.
Like, I even told my dad, like, if I pay my car off, you know, depending on
if
they have...
Because y'all got the same car, right? No, he sold his car, right?
He gave it to my little sister.
Okay, that's right.
So, but I'm saying, like, depending on where he's at with my little sister, I'm like...
He didn't give it to the little sister.
Mm-mm,
he gave it to Tyler.
Yeah. But my little sister, she's the one that's getting ready to graduate, and I don't know if they're gonna give her the.
Does she know how to drive? Mm-hmm. She got her license and stuff.
And it's different in North Carolina, so like she has to have her permit for a period of time.
Isn't that how it is here though? When we were in school,
but remember when we turn, as soon as we turn 18, we could just go get our driver's license.
I had my license before I was 18 though.
Me too, but I'm saying if you wait.
Oh yeah.
If you don't go through that process,
you don't. So either with there, you gotta have a permit. Regardless, no matter how old you are.
18.
Okay.
But she has to have her permit.
Got you.
But now she can, I think she's to the point now to where she can get her license. She just needs to go and take the test. Like with us, we was able to take the test. At least I got my license through the class.
Yeah, I went to, what was it? Driver's Ed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I had driver's ed and I just passed my driving test through them. So I didn't have to worry about taking the test at the DMV.
Man, I didn't even pass it through them. They were so flawed. I had to go to the DMV and do it and I passed it. Because I think they grade you more harshly.
When you do it in school. Oh.
I think it's less leeway that they give you.
The only one thing that I struggled with when we was in school was the 3-point turn shit.
Yeah. Because
you know they were so particular. If we feel the bumper hit the curb this much or something.
That's how it was.
How realistic is that?
But that's how it was. I mean, when I went right into this DMV and did the shit and it was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But you gotta understand, like I've been driving my first time driving a car like by myself was like when I was 10 years old. Like I've been driving some type of car since I knew how to drive.
Right.
Like, I've been knew how to drive. Maneuvering it's just
everything.
Yeah. See, I only pay $230 for my car.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was looking at. I was trying to figure it out. Like I'm not paying more than that. And that went up from my last car, I was paying like $212 or some shit. Mm-hmm. So it went up like $15. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm telling people. That's what I told Tony. Use this year before you get your car because you want to.
But that's the thing. When people be rushing, they fuck up.
They fuck up. You get into some shit. It's like, use this year to make sure you have that perfect credit score. Give yourself enough money to put down. So then even with you getting this type of car, your payment's still going to be.
You can afford it, yeah.
Some shit that you can still move the way you want to move.
You don't want to be upside down.
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, before I go get my car, give me a perfect year of everything. Just give me 1 year of perfect everything.
Paying nothing. Yeah.
So then they don't got shit to hold against me. Oh, no, motherfuckers. Give me the right interest rate.
Yeah.
Take so once this
I pay,
money
once I pay my
that.
Car off, like I ain't gonna rush to get to nothing else. I'm gonna just ride that shit out. I'm gonna take me a nice year.
Yeah.
2 years is not paying. Well, hell, not even when I pay my car off. When I pay my student loan off and my bike off, nigga. I'm just gonna be cool with that. Like I'm just because that you save so much money.
You
like
save so much
like when
money.
When I went them few months without having a car, like when my last car got totaled and I ain't wasn't making car payments, like I saved so much money. Like it don't seem like it's that much,
but it adds up.
And I ain't had no car, so I wasn't going nowhere.
That's what I was like because I put him on a savings plan, and literally in the short amount of time, he was like, that's not enough money. I'm like.
Not the money for what? What is he talking about?
No, just like, Sam, like, this money is going to add up, I guarantee you. Watch what we get by the end of the year.
He's saying what he put
up. Like, I can put up money. I'm like, yeah, but think, you got to be realistic with what you do. Like, people, when you save, you have to be realistic about your savings and everything.
People got to realize, like, it's different ways to save, though. Like, it's not, like, all, like, I don't know, I'm different, though. I'm really good at saving money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's not all just, okay, this, put X amount, transfer X amount to my savings account. Like, sometimes you can leave it in your checking and it's still saving it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because like when I just got paid, not this Friday, just passed, but Friday. Oh yeah, it was this Friday. Well, I just got paid and I was going to put some money to the side to my savings or whatever, just start like putting my Japan shit. I was like, no, I don't really have to. Cause like I got the money, like, or mm-hmm. I have a decent amount of my savings and I have a decent amount of my checking. Like I don't let my checking get to a certain, under a certain amount. So like, I'm good. Like I have like wiggle room. So I was like, nah, because I get my mom money each month.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no, I'll just wait. I'll just pay all my shit first. And then whatever I got left, then I'll throw it to the side. And then I timed it. Like when I go to, I'm pretty sure when I go out of town, I get paid that week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was looking
at. That's the other thing too. When you do your vacations, people plan it wrong when you get paid.
But see, I'm just looking it up. I'm just getting lucked up. Cause like I was looking at my calendar and like when I have my long weekends, they just happen to fall on my pay weeks.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just going to just, it works out. Mm-hmm. So.
That's what I told him. And like now we're to the place I'm like, look at you. You got something. Like you ain't literally got a couple grand in that little.
Another trick I do sometimes when people don't realize, like to save, like even if it's small, like let's say you got $4,550 in your checking, like $4,550. Just put that $50 in your savings. So now you're even. Yeah. So one, you know exactly how much you have on your card. Mm-hmm. And two, it's just in your savings. You're not thinking about it. So every time you spend something, even if it's like that little, just make it even. Like mm-hmm. I'll be doing that sometimes and that adds up. So like but sometimes I'll do it, like I don't do it that often because when I do it, I do it like in chunks.
Yeah.
So if I have, let's say I have like, I don't know, let's say I have like 60, like $6,320. I might mm-hmm. put that $320
right.
in like my yeah. like I might put that big ass chunk in my savings. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But so I don't do it that often, but when I do it, it's usually like it's amount, a decent yeah. amount. And then I just it just levels it out. Mm-hmm. And then I'm above my limit for myself. Like because
right.
I don't like my checking to go under a certain amount. And I don't like Same. My savings to go under a certain amount. I'll do it every now and then.
I get in panic mode.
I don't get in panic mode. Like
mentally, I'm just like, my limit
isn't low, like $1,000. Like my limit is still like a decent amount.
I'm like, when I say no, I mean it's like, no, I need to see this number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not like I'm to my limit to where I can't buy this and no.
I ain't gonna lie, that should be kind of funny because I've been there before. Like when I wasn't working, I was like, okay, nigga, you need to get a job now. Cause my, right. But I didn't work for like a year down there and I was still going out every night, but mm-hmm. but I'm just good with money. Like yeah. I was living off my savings. Like I had like money saved up. So mm-hmm. I was still downtown every weekend.
Some people that's good at that. And some people, they gotta learn the hard way.
I was still paying my car note on time. Mm-hmm. I was doing all that shit. I was straight.
Yeah. It's some people just naturally have it good. For yeah. them.
I'm good. I'm good at saving money. Like I'm good with money.
As I tell you, as long as you do it, shit, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Don't wait until you run into a life issue to when you want to realize you need to be getting your shit together.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much you start at, just start.
It's more, I forgot the exact statistic, but it's like most people in the United States don't have enough money to cover like an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Like a financial emergency or whatever, like they have less, they don't have enough money in their savings to, mm-hmm. to cover this shit. And
yeah.
and I think they said like the most, like the average amount of like an emergency might be like $400 or some mm-hmm. shit. And most people don't even have that.
Right. I don't think people, like I tell people, like I have a certain number I want to reach to for this year. Like as far as my savings go.
I'm trying to have my shit over 10 bands just in there. Yeah. Like that's going to be my new savings limit. Like if it's under 10 bands and I'm very close to that.
Yeah.
Like it's feasible. I can do that shit. Mm-hmm. It might be a little bit harder because I'm trying to travel more. So I might, yeah. so I'm, you know, but if I didn't have my student loans and my car note payment or not, my motorcycle payment, there. Oh, it'd be easy. Yeah.
yeah.
So I'm like before, cause I had dipped into my savings like earlier this year for some shit or a few months ago. It was this year sometime. Mm-hmm. And I was almost there, yeah, like over yeah. 10 grand then. So I did, but I'm still not, I'm like right there. Like I'm not, it's, I can do that shit.
Tell people, like it's really, when you start, like now I have Tony, like he's hooked on it now. Like it's like, fun. It's, that's the only thing.
It's like real life
chess. He gives himself a certain amount that he gonna spend. And when he spent that money, he don't touch it again until he gives himself like that allowance again. And he's still good as far as his checking account goes.
You gotta pay yourself.
It's like, but so now he's like hooked on. That's why I tell people, once you start and once you see a certain number,
you like seeing that shit.
You like, oh shit, I got this in this amount of time. Well, what can I get here?
Yeah, that's
and
what
like,
I'm saying.
It's like, literally like you, that shit it's fun. A challenge for yourself.
That shit fun. I love that shit.
I have my number for next year and I'm like, all right, let's, and I'm not worried about it.
No.
I'm not. And people, I realize, like, you know, look, you when you get there, you'll be able to realize how easy this shit is.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to just put this cheese up, travel.
Not like, yeah, that's good enough. People, yeah, that's good. I ain't going to say, I'm not going to be cussing no more, and I ain't going to be drinking no more. Like, you know, people make resolutions like that.
Dumb as fuck.
Come on now.
First of all, they're just words. Cussing is fun. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. People say, like, oh, it makes you sound ignorant. No, the fuck it doesn't. They're sentence enhancers, right. Like on SpongeBob. Remember when they was cussing and it was like a dolphin noise?
Yes!
And Mr. Crowd told him that he didn't want to tell them it was cuss words and there was, like, sentence enhancers or some shit. That's all it is.
I'm dead.
I love cussing. Shit fun.
I'm just saying, it's not...
But I know when to turn it off. Like, I don't cuss right. all the time. Like, if I'm in front of, like, your grandma, I'm not gonna mm-hmm. cuss. Like, I can still be myself without cussing.
Yeah, I can't. We definitely. That's why I told you yesterday, like,
you can say you
sneak me a little something around her. It's just certain things, shit, I just be like.
That's the angle. Like, that type of shit bothers me. It's like, for what? You're an adult. Yeah. That's weird to me.
It's if she wasn't there, I wouldn't. My aunts and all them.
But it's like, it but why matter. Though? Just because she don't drink? Like,
it's like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I think we all have just been like, even my dad, like when he goes to my grandma's house, he'll have his drink.
That's so weird. Maybe
but he doesn't take it in her house. Because
I feel like I respect my elders, but some shit is just like, no. Like, I'm not, no. Yeah.
I don't know. Just weird. It's like one of them natural things.
Like, if you invited me to your grandma's house with some shit, and I had a cup, I'm sorry, I'm not.
Right.
I don't care. That ain't my some grandma.
It's just some people that, I don't know why. It's like all of us just naturally adapted to doing that.
I don't know. I just feel like it's so, but you're not the only person that I know like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not just singling you out. It's just, I find that so weird. Like, because I don't, is that me being disrespectful? I don't think it's been me being disrespectful.
I think it just depends on who your grandma is. I don't know.
Like, what the fuck she gonna do?
That's what I'm like. If it's a lot of people that have that grandma where they just really don't give a fuck.
But see, when you say it like that, it sounds like you being disrespectful.
No, I mean, like, they're okay with you, just they know who you are. They're okay with you.
Oh, you mean the grandma don't give a fuck. Right. I thought you meant the grandchild don't give a fuck.
No, it's like, you know, you have those grandparents that is like, they just real chill. Mm-hmm. And you have those that are like,
my grandma ain't all real chill. She like all religious and shit, but I still bring a cup in her house. And I'll still be over here drinking.
That's what I'm saying. And people, those that will just accept that.
Oh, okay.
My grandma is the one that's going to call your ass out on that. Like, if you can't... Yeah,
call
you
me out. What's she going to call me, though?
You can come in her house with the cup and she's going to be like,
I'm going to be like, you want some?
Drinking.
I'm off of some.
Now, you know...
But she wouldn't like me, though, because you know what I'm going to say? Oh, this is the blood of Christ.
See, yeah. She kick your ass out real motherfucker quick. What? She be like,
It is the blood of Christ.
Her little sassy ass. Oh, yeah. She'll let your ass know real quick. But the thing is, too, like, it's just at her house, though.
It is the blood of Christ, though.
If we go to, like, a park or something, have, like, a family union type stuff, no, then we all, like, all right, we outside now.
Oh, so it's just her house.
It's just her house where it's just like,
brought to you by Maggie.
We at your house. I can wait. We ain't gonna be here that long.
I feel you. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a piece of shit, but that's fine. I'm not changing.
You know, it's just what it is.
You know?
But yeah.
That's funny. But anyway, we've been going for an hour. I don't want to keep you here too long. I know you got to go link up with your sisters and everything. Oh,
man. They've been asking for these damn crabs all week.
So you go to, have you been to, is it Mr. and Mrs. Crab?
I've been there. Mr. and Mrs. Crab.
Is that the one? It used to be like a Bob Evans or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the
yeah.
The one down there on past.
It's like is that Pinellas Park?
Yeah, it's in Pinellas Park.
They've been opening up so many crab places.
They got
a Hot and Juicy, mm-hmm. and then they opened it up. Remember that Chinese food buffet that used to be on 34th Street next to the hair store?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not next, but it's, you know, I know what I'm talking about. That's going to be a crab place. And then
they're doing another Mr. and Mrs. Crab bottle. Is it by the mall?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's there. I think they're putting another one by the mall.
And then, remember that place on 34th Street used to be called like Texas Cattle Company?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a crab place. Cause I pass all that shit when I'm on my route. I pass the new Hot and Juicy. It just opened. I heard it wasn't that good.
That's the one
though.
I heard.
It's in like a little plaza.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't good at all.
Yeah,
like it wasn't. The quality wasn't good.
Yeah,
that's what's like places like that. I don't mind Mr. and Mrs. Crab. I think they're good, but
I've only been once. But it was. I liked it when I went. I'm not even a real big crab person. Like how people just like eat blue crabs and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't eat them like how everybody else. I just eat the claws. I don't eat the inside.
Why don't you just do like snow crabs?
Snow crabs are fine, but I'm just saying like I like blue crab. I just don't eat the shit. That shit in there. People are like, oh, you just clean it. Like, nah, this just shit. I'm fine. Like that shit. And crabs are bottom feeders. Like mm-hmm. they're basically like the roaches of the sea. So
yeah,
but I'm not passing judgment because I eat pork. So I don't give a fuck.
I eat pork too. My brother eat pork and it's been like, it's a thing. That's what I told him.
People are like, oh, you shouldn't eat pork. You shouldn't eat steak. Hey, man, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You know what I'm
saying? And Tony's trying to get on this whole, well, I don't want, let's not get no pork chop stuff. Okay.
You don't have to. That's the thing. Like, I don't care if people don't eat that type of shit.
Yeah.
But you're not finna try to.
It's not gonna stop me.
Because Doc finna, you know how many ways you can cook a pig?
Let's talk about it.
Woo.
Because, cool.
Fuck you talking about? But like that shit is so dumb. Be like, oh, gotta be healthy. Like motherfuckers, it was like probably like a year ago. We had did the podcast, and I had showed y'all the video. He was like the oldest living. Like
mm-hmm.
he ended up passing away. But yeah. But this motherfucker was like 110 or some shit. This motherfucker smoked cigars every day.
Every day.
He drove him and his wife to work, or mm-hmm. not to work, to the store. He could still drive himself. He could like
That's what I'm saying.
Like it doesn't matter. Like, you're going to live as long as you're going to live.
Exactly. It's not like we consuming this shit all day, every day. It's
motherfuckers that don't smoke cigarettes, that don't drink alcohol, and they're always sick. They're always in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then you got motherfuckers that smoke a pack a day.
And ain't nothing wrong with
that. And then motherfuckers live till they're 94 years old.
They might have a cough.
It doesn't matter. No, like, it really doesn't matter. Doesn't. Like, if you, whatever, however long you're going to live is how long you're supposed to live. Like, it really does not, man.
If it's that serious to y'all, take your vitamins.
Unless you get, like, murdered or some shit. Like, I'm pretty cool with death. Like, the only thing that bothers me is, like, murder, because, like, that's not your fault. Like, that's not fair, because somebody took that away from you. Right. But anything else, it don't fucking matter.
That's what it is.
Magic Johnson, this motherfucker had AIDS.
And still living.
And beat the shit. He ain't even got it no more. Like, when he does tests, it doesn't even show up no more.
Wow, that's crazy.
That shit's crazy.
That's crazy.
But yeah. But y'all, I don't know how we got here.
Y'all enjoy y'all shit.
But yeah, so happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You was trying to do happy birthday, but what happened?
I wasn't supposed to be.
But yeah, that's you tried out to play it off, but I called you out.
I knew you was. In my mind, I knew it. But
yeah, happy New Year, everybody. And, you know, you should start your new year with some new pussy or some new dick. I think it's good luck. Live your life. It's good luck.
Start your year not giving.
You should do
it
too. You and Tony should start your new
year. All right, guys. And this is another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit.
You can
take
us
next time.
You didn't even say our names or nothing?
No, we don't need to hear your name.
As always, thank you for listening to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Doc, the Golden Child, and Sharon.
The normal one.
Episode 90.
90.
So we'll be back. Hopefully we'll be back. New Year. We just don't know exactly when, but we're going to figure it out.
We're going to be back, y'all.
Yeah, we don't know if it's going to be that first week or the week after, but we're going to be back. And as always, holla at your koala.
Peace out.